Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, Hollywood!
Yeah!
Come, Calvary.
Let's kick things off people, the right way!
Get people awake.
You know why? Because, dude, this is your first show of 2015.
It is. I've been away for a while.
So I wanted to charge
this.
So
you wanted the Calgary.
Up.
The
yeah, Calvary. Let's do it. Hey, you know what? I saw a little, like, snicker on your face. You were like, that was...
That's
that,
my permanent
that got
look.
Me, that got
I have
me
a permanent
pumped
snicker.
Up.
I have a permanent snicker on my face.
So you bummed the Redskins aren't in the postseason?
Well, no, because I've known that since October. So, yeah,
you know it's gotta be tough to be a Redskins fan. It's gotta be tough for like I'm a Lakers fan and we are doing terrible. Like,
yeah.
We are the Redskins. We're probably worse than the Redskins right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're one of the worst professional teams right
and
now
it's so
in all
tough.
Of sports.
It's tough. Like I don't know how you watch games because I actually just pretend it doesn't exist. Like I'm like, oh yeah, there's a Laker game.
Well, so you're a fair weather fan.
No, I'm a diehard fan.
Well, that old now, then you're
no, 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 no. But you know why?
So you only watch the games when they're winning.
I'll tell you why. No. I watch the games, but I get really into it. If I have a team, like, I love my Trojans for football, and I love my Lakers for basketball.
Right.
And, if they start losing, I start losing my mind. Like, I'm that fan. I bet you're like that, too.
I am, but I sit through it.
Oh,
I get through it.
That's tough to do, man.
How can you got to watch them when they lose.
It's tough. Yeah, yeah. But playoffs are the worst.
Well, like, yeah.
Those are the ones
but
where...
If you sit there and you don't watch the bad, then you can't cheer for the good.
I cheer for both.
You
I do
cheer
watch
for the bad?
I do watch... Well, you know, because sometimes you can see progress.
That's well as understandable, because there's 82 games, and that's just too much.
And it's not once a week. It's like three or four times.
Yeah, it's just too much.
It's a lot
I can
games.
Take a weekly beating, but not...
But, dude, we're taking a yearly beating, and we've been taking it for a while. So, but Redskins out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Any good trades, you think, or any good drafts that you're hoping for?
I'm just thinking you gotta get better. You have to get better than what we had. And poor Peyton Manning tore his quad.
No, on the last game, dude. That's gonna
poor
suck.
Peyton Manning. John Fox got fired. And then John Elway thanked himself at the press conference. Did you see that?
No.
I guess today they had a press conference where they were gonna John. I guess because the new thing in sports now is people don't get fired; they mutually agree to part ways.
It's like an uncoupling.
Like that's what it says. Yeah, it's like an uncoupling. It's like so-and-so mutually agreed to part ways. You got fired. But they don't say that. So I guess they were announcing that, and John Elway comes in the press conference. Like, first of all, because the coach that got fired was John Fox. And he comes in, he's like, first of all, I'd like to thank John Fox for his... I'm like, you're a fucking douche, John Elway.
Well, he's won some rings, but you know what?
Two.
But you know what? He almost did not win any.
Like, and he wouldn't have it. He didn't not get a running back.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a douche.
So how was your break, man? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Good. I was in New Hampshire.
Dude, it must have been cold.
2 degrees
awesome.
At one point.
Oh, God. Do you ski? Are you
no.
a big skier?
No.
So you're just in the... Who's in New Hampshire? Who's family?
My in-laws.
Oh, okay. So you spent...
We had snow. We did like some sledding. That was fun.
Did you do any snow fights? Did you...
For one day.
Egg Colton with a bunch of
snowballs? Yeah, I buried him in snow.
That must have been awesome. He probably was jumping for joy.
Oh, he loves snow. Yeah, he loves... I loved it, too. Snow was fun for like... Couple days.
Like 3 days.
I don't want to live there.
6 days at the most.
Driving six is too much.
Yeah.
Two or three. It's like Vegas. 2 or 3 days and then I'm done.
Like but you were there for a couple weeks.
There for like 11 days.
Oh.
It's too much.
That's a lot.
Too much.
And I saw your picture of how many presents. You got Colton a lot of
yes.
presents.
Well,
dude.
Santa got a lot of presents for Colton.
That's right. That's
Santa,
right. Colton.
Santa
Colton,
did really
you heard
well.
That.
Santa
Eddie is not Santa Claus.
Santa is broke.
You're like, we'll hope that Santa Claus can get you something
yeah,
next
we'll
year.
See. We'll see if you can get to college now.
And I saw you partied really hard on New Year's in front of the TV.
Yeah, had my feet up watching TV. What'd you do for New Year's? You were in New
I
Orleans.
I was in New Orleans. New Orleans was fun, man.
I was in New Orleans for New Year's in 96.
I think, did you like it?
No.
You're like, this is too much.
That's way too many
people. But dude, what about the food? You didn't like the food in New Orleans?
I don't really care for food.
Oh, man.
We've talked about that before.
That's true. The music? What about the music? Fun music.
It all sounds like saxophones and tubas. I don't know. It all sounds the same to me. I walk down the street, sounds like saxophones and tubas.
Well, there was tons of fireworks. I like fireworks.
Yeah. It's too many people.
You know what? It was less crowded than I thought it would be, because I've been a couple years in a row, and it's my favorite place to go for New Year's. Like Vegas, that's too many people. You can't even walk around anywhere.
I've never been to Vegas for New Year's.
Oh, it's brutal.
Have you ever been to New York for New Year's?
I haven't. That's on my list.
Why would that be on your list?
See,
on your list?
Well, I've always wanted to see.
You can see it on TV. It's gross.
No, I know. And
it's
disgusting. That's why I'm never there. That's why. It's
why would anyone do that?
Because it's kind of like something you got to do at least once.
No,
there's certain things you got
to
do.
You don't have to do that ever. It looks awful.
No.
Why would you have to do that?
Well, it's just like, don't you have a bucket list of things you want to do?
Not really.
That's on my bucket list. I want.
Why is there a freaking horn?
Because I'm not clowning around. I just want to know why you didn't know that.
So bad.
So, yeah, I went to New Orleans and had a blast at some sightseeing. And
did you show your boobs?
I did. I did.
Did you get any beads?
Lots of beads.
Good for you.
Actually, I got beads as soon as we got there, and I never got beads after that. It was like...
Well, did you stop showing your boobs? Or?
Yeah, I stopped showing my boobs. I was like, dude, you aren't getting any of these without dinner, at least. But dinner was awesome. Dinners were awesome. Just the food there is amazing. The people there are awesome. I honestly think I could retire there.
Have you done the vampire tour?
We did that last time.
How was it?
But
That's the only reason I want to go back is just do the vampire tour.
So every year what we do is we go on a haunted history tour of either ghosts and legends or a vampire tour. The next one I want to do is actually at the cemetery. That would be
wicked. The one that's above ground?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And, we always do something kind of creepy and, you know, scary, and then we get our fortunes told.
Well, that's just going to New Orleans on New Year's would be enough. That would be creepy and scary enough.
It's actually really fun. It really is. And there's a lot of stuff going on with the Sugar Bowl, so there's like...
Well, that's why I was there for the Sugar Bowl.
So who was playing?
Virginia Tech played... who did they beat? They beat Texas.
Oh, that must have been fun.
In the 96 Sugar Bowl.
Dude, it's a great city for the Sugar Bowl. I mean, there's so much going on. And the game was good. The game was really good, so... there were a lot of pissed Alabama fans, though. Dude. And I can't stand Alabama fans, so like they're a little bit obnoxious. So seeing that, it was crazy. The night of the game, it was like a ghost town. Like every Alabama fan said, I'm staying in. Like they were just so pissed off. So it was cool. How was your week?
It was fine. Didn't do anything.
When did you come back?
About a week ago. About a week ago.
So you came back from the snow and you're like, I'm going to do nothing.
I love California.
Dude, isn't it the best
place? I love California.
It's the greatest place in the world to live.
I missed it so much.
I honestly don't think I could live anywhere else. The only thing is it is getting a little bit more crowded, but man, I'll take the weather any day. It's like 75 degrees during the day.
It's awesome.
In the middle of winter. It's crazy. It's not like that anywhere else. But I saw the Foo Fighters this week.
Oh, yeah?
Have you seen them before?
No.
You would love them. They are one of the best rock bands out, I think.
Are they good live?
They're really good live. And I've always wanted to see them. I haven't seen them, just for whatever reason. And I've always been a fan of their music, but their tour dates have never lined up with when I could see them. But Dave Grohl...
Did you complain to the manager?
I did. I was like, you know what? You got to really call
me. This is really inconveniencing Nikhil.
But have you seen Dave Grohl's new documentary called Sonic Highways?
Is that the Nirvana thing?
It's a Foo Fighters thing where they go to a different city and they talk about the history of the music of that city, and then they write a song in the city and record it with either various musicians from the city.
Haven't seen it.
It's amazing.
Really?
I've only watched...
Is it on Netflix or something?
It's on Netflix, it's on HBO, it's on a couple other networks that you can just look up online. But it's on YouTube as well. Check them out. My favorite one so far has been Nashville, of all places. I did not think that would be my favorite. But I've watched three or four of them, and that's what made me want to go see him. I'm like, I got to see him on this tour. So it was Dave Grohl's birthday on the night that I saw him. He brought Alice Cooper out. He brought Perry Farrell. He brought Slash, Tenacious D, the guitarist from Queens of the Stone Age, David Lee Roth. I mean,
how was David Lee Roth?
Dude, he was amazing.
Really?
That's what was so...
Really?
Yeah, it totally blew
me away. I saw Van Halen 2 years ago at Staples Center, or maybe it was even 3 years ago now. the worst show I've ever seen. And Van Halen.
I've heard that.
Van Halen sounded awesome.
Really?
So it's just David Lee Roth was awful.
See, the crazy thing is with the Foo Fighters, they played Panama and they played, I can't remember the other song they played, but they played two huge Van Halen songs and he sounded great.
Oh, God, he was awful.
You know who didn't sound great was Tenacious D. Like, they did a Zeppelin tune and he was like the first, like, you know, like five or six notes. They were just like in the wrong key altogether. But I think it was just like super loud. He couldn't hear himself. Who else? Alice Cooper was.
I can't believe David Lee Roth sounded good. I can't get over that.
Paul Stanley was there from Kiss. I mean, it was like the craziest night.
I still can't get over David Lee Roth sounding good.
And you know what? He's bald. That tripped me out because I was like, dude, that guy's really old now.
I can't believe he sounded good.
Dude, and he was doing kicks in the air. And
he was still doing the kicks. Like, when at the Staples Center, he had like his little wood dance floor and a cane, and he was out there dancing.
I've heard.
I'm like, work on the singing.
I'll tell you, honestly,
I've heard. He spoke half the words.
I've heard, you know what? What I've heard is that a lot of those Van Halen shows, he used to drink like a fish.
Well, so that's when they set up that whole, they had that whole world tour going, and then after the LA shows, it came out that they suspended the tour.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's because he was drinking.
He was so bad.
Way too much.
Eddie Van Halen did like a 10-minute guitar solo, blew your mind. What he was doing
Eddie
on guitar.
Eddie Van Halen is just a badass. He's like a superhero.
And then David Lee Roth came out halfway through the show by himself with an acoustic guitar, and then started showing home movies of his dogs in black and white.
What?
Behind him, and then doing some like
was this at the
acoustic
Forum?
Song.
Where did you see
Staples Center.
Okay, wow.
This is garbage. Dude, that must have been a garbage.
Dude, I don't know if I would see Van Halen.
And then like all the drunk like 20 and 30 somethings that don't know what Van Halen really sounded like.
We're
all like, this is the best thing ever. They were all drunk.
And you're like, no.
And then anyone like 35 and older with arms crossed going, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah. Well,
it was awful.
I've heard that. And you know what? I think he was sober. I think he has just been arrested and he was honest.
I'll never forgive him. He ruined a whole night of my life.
Dude, I can
tell. You ruined
tell.
A whole night of
You're
my life.
Pissed.
I love Van Halen as a kid. I loved.
They're a great band.
I love David Lee Roth's Van Halen as a kid. Like, not so much Sammy. I love the David Lee Roth incarnation of Van Halen
well,
as a kid.
Well, Michael Anthony grew up in my hometown. Eddie Van Halen grew up in Pasadena. And when they first formed Van Halen, they got booed off their high school stage. Isn't that crazy? So, like, they come from California. They're a great band.
Yeah.
They're just a killer band. I would see them, but I think I would probably walk away with that reaction.
Brutal.
But
brutal.
David Lee Roth, with the Van Halen songs, they were great. There were a couple other
good for
acts
him.
Like Zakk Wylde. He's a great guitarist, but he's just not my favorite singer.
Yeah,
he was okay, but he's a great guitarist. So it was like, okay, guy's got some crazy chops. But it was a fun show. Overall, it was his birthday, so he had a whole bunch of special guests, and it was a great way to see that band.
Nice.
The coolest part is I was walking out to the car at the end, and this Ford like F-150 kind of tricked out truck pulls up right next to me as I'm crossing the street, and I look
and
at the truck,
you?
And it was Slash.
Ooh.
Slash is sitting in the driver's seat.
Did he have his top hat on?
He did not have a top hat. I know, I was kind of bummed.
I don't want to see
but
Slash
I just looked at him, and I was
hat.
Like, dude, I just whispered. I was like, dude, you are awesome. And he was like, thanks, man. And then, like, everybody was walking by. Nobody even knew it was him in the car.
Did he throw a used condom at you or anything?
No, nothing
sleazy?
Nothing crazy. I heard he's a huge dinosaur fan. My friend...
loves dinosaurs?
Yeah, he worked on, like, an animated dinosaur film.
That's
so
good for him.
Like, he was, like, meeting with Slash to talk about dinosaurs. Can you imagine? Slash is like, you know, you really got to get the Velociraptor's toes right.
Is that how he talks?
No, not really. My Slash impression is off. So, you know. Did you see any good movies over the weekend? I mean, over the...
I saw Unbroken.
I heard that was okay.
It was boring.
Did you see Imitation Game?
No, I want to. I just got the screener in the mail. I'm going to watch the screener.
Dude, really? That's my... So far, that's my pick for best picture.
Yeah, Unbroken was kind of dull.
Have you seen Whiplash yet?
No.
Got to see Whiplash. J.K. Simmons is going to win the Oscar for that. I saw it at Sundance last year. And, dude, I actually saw the short that the whole movie was based off of 2 years ago. I just happened to see a shorts, like, you know, fest at Sundance. And that was the best short I saw. And then the next year...
They did the feature for it?
They did the feature that they got funding from the short. So I went to the
That's awesome.
The second night of Whiplash. And it's an awesome movie. And he is by far the best contender for that Oscar. So he won the Golden Globe. So check it out if you can. But anyways, it looks like our special guest for the evening has arrived. Hello, Catherine Eva. How
Hello.
Are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good to see you. Eddie hates the door.
I hate the doorbell.
He hates the sound effects.
Oh, no, I just walked in. I just got in.
See? She hasn't been sitting here this whole time.
I'm glad she's on your side.
The keyboard is looking nice.
Yes.
So, Catherine, we're very happy that you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Very happy to be here.
How do you guys know each other?
I actually did like a master class at the songwriting school. Are you still a student there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually just do the workshop now.
Oh, okay.
That we met that night.
So I sat in on a workshop. That's what it is, I guess. Not a master.
Oh, you didn't teach it. You just sat in?
I just sat in on it just to like check it out. And the students were awesome. Were you here? Were you a host when Andrew Abaria was a guest? I'm not sure. Maybe Alex.
I don't know.
Maybe Alex was. But yeah, he was another songwriter from that class that I was just like blown away with. And Catherine, I was totally blown away with as well. So I'm really happy you're here. It's
going to
be
you.
Awesome.
Where's the school at? What's the school?
It's in Burbank.
Yeah,
right?
It's in Burbank.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Songwriting School.
Songwriting School
of Los Angeles.
Oh. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't get that right.
Like, what do we call this? We teach songwriting. We're in Los Angeles.
Songwriting School of Los Angeles.
That's it.
So creative for creative people.
It's just so it's black and white. Creative people need that. Like, where am I going to go to study songwriting in Los Angeles?
I need it spelled out for me, literally.
How about the Songwriting School of Los Angeles? It's a great option. Anyways, Catherine is one of the songwriters that I was totally blown away with. And
thank you.
Her songs are great, and I was like, I got to have you on my show. So, yeah.
Well, good.
Here she is. Here she is.
Here I
Catherine.
Am. Yes.
Tell us about how you got into music. Tell us what got you into making songs so great.
Oh, well, my mom is a music teacher in elementary school.
Well, that helps. You have no fair.
Yeah.
Totally got a helping hand.
Yeah. My dad got his PhD in music back in the day.
Double help.
Yeah. So
you were created for the sole purpose of making music.
Yeah.
Our daughter's
that was
be
the plan.
I was kind of born into it. And I think my mom actually wanted to do what I'm doing on some level, but she fell into teaching and just fell in love with it. Okay. She loves working with little kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, when people ask me, like, how long have you been singing? It's just, you know. As long as I can remember.
That's awesome. Remember. And what does your dad have a PhD in? What kind of music?
Music education.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he actually directed the Oregon Ducks band, the marching band.
That's
for
incredible.
A while. Yeah.
So was he watching the game last night?
I have no
He's
idea.
He's like, hurry up with this game. I want to see the halftime show.
Yeah, really. I don't even think he watches the sports.
That's funny.
Yeah, so it's always been a part of my life.
The sports pay for the music program.
Well.
Don't they?
Well, yeah.
And like the big schools?
Yeah, pretty much.
Watch the sports.
Yeah. You know, my dad's into golf.
$8 million.
So were they like, did you practice today? And you're like, yeah, I did. I promise. I really did. No, you didn't. Yeah. I can see your fingering. You're not. Nope. That's not right.
Yeah. Well, I took piano lessons, and that was the main thing that it was hard to practice.
Well, did you take it with them, or were they like, you were going to give me somebody else?
No, they did. I had lessons. Okay. My mom actually taught piano lessons when they were first starting out.
She taught you, or you had to get?
No, she taught other people.
She wanted other people to teach you?
Yeah, and I started choir when I was 5, and I learned to read music and ear training when I was that young. So it's just
well, I have this sheet music that I want you to cite.
Oh yeah, right, we can test it out.
She's like, what? Wait, about that last part.
When you say read music, because people tell like my wife was a singer, she sang her whole life, but she could never read music.
Uh-huh.
Ah. Like, what is reading music? Like,
I mean,
just reading the notes.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's a lot on a page, you know, like time signature, key signature, and you got to learn tempo and bars.
So they're little you've seen music.
Yeah, I know what music looked like.
So that's like a language.
It's a language. Yeah, it's a whole language.
But it's different than just going A, B sharp, C flat.
B sharp,
whatever.
I love it.
I don't know, whatever your weird awesome. Letters are.
So yeah, you were right, but you were kind of right. But yeah, so there, it's all that. It's basically symbols dictating what note it is.
Right.
So, She has to figure out the note and the time of the note.
Because I know there's like musicians out there that are great musicians that can't read music.
Yeah, there's a ton of those.
So how can you do that? How can you be a great musician and not be able to read?
The true art to music is listening. It really is. Like, I love to read sometimes, but I actually probably use my ear even after going to music school and doing sight reading and doing all that stuff. I enjoy music by doing it.
So it's more mimicking.
It's more of like...
you hear something and you mimic it.
Yeah, I like to hear things and try to figure them out like that, rather than... I can dictate, I can write, but... I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I feel like so much of the
film. Your parents are listening. Say you love it.
I love you, Mommy. I feel like so much of the foundation of songs is chords, and a lot of musicians can work out, you know, the main chords in pop music. You know, there's right. generally three or four to five main ones. So you can learn chords and then be able to write any song you want on some level if it's simple enough. And without having to read music, okay. you know. So, and then a lot of that's by listening too. But yeah, I'm excited about these sound effects.
I was listening to you, but I just wanted to see if I could sculpt our studio audience to
yeah, set the
agreeing
vibe.
With me.
Yeah, it'll set the tone.
Eddie doesn't like it because
I hate the studio audience. I hate them all.
Do we have like an applause, like a studio?
Well, maybe we'll see. We'll
God
see.
God damn it!
Oh, some studio audience is making some noise. What do you think of? What do you think of Eddie's last comment, studio? Oh, I'm sorry. Easy, guys.
I'm here for the gangbang.
You're terrible. All right, so you started playing piano. How old were you? You said five?
Or you started
singing when you were five?
I started singing when I was probably three or four, okay. since I could talk. And I started piano probably five or six, and then I think I took lessons from like second to fifth, sixth grade.
And was your mom like calling your teacher like, how did she really do? Did she do all of her Mozart?
No, she would watch me practice and help
really?
Me.
Really? Oh,
I mean,
cool.
yeah, but she wasn't like, you know. She,
you're like, geez, mom, seriously?
My big thing was singing, you know, so, right. You know, she was probably disappointed here and there when I didn't practice, but I don't think there was as strong of an investment. Well,
what did you listen to growing up? Because you're a child of the 90s or the 2000s,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, 93.
93?
My mom got me my first.
You were born in 93?
Yes.
God damn it. That was a real. That was a real song.
That was a real one. That wasn't this guy.
God damn it! 93. I was in, I think, middle school.
I was in college.
You were in college in 93? You are old. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you like 70 or what?
Yeah.
Dude, Eddie, what was it like to know Ben Franklin?
It was awesome. So much better than you guys.
What was it like flying kites with him?
It's amazing.
Just kidding. All right, so what kind of music did you listen to?
My mom got me my first Aretha CD at 8, I think.
That's amazing,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And
dude, I was listening to the Muppets. Like,
no, I was raised on good music. She educated me about the different
Way to go,
eras.
Mom.
Carole wow. King was
Because you grew up
favorites.
In a pretty shitty era of music.
I mean, there's...
Not really? Come on.
The late 90s? Everything was wow. like...
Well, that's kind of...
I liked
the late 90s and the early 2000s was pretty terrible.
I liked
pretty
the
terrible.
R&B. I liked the 90s R&B.
Like who?
Like Mary J. Blige.
Okay, she was a good one.
That was like mid-90s, though. Wasn't that like early mid-90s?
I suppose.
You would know. And, you've and been
Mariah.
Around the block.
I've been around the block.
I love Mariah Carey.
Yeah, she's
I remember,
good. She's
like,
good.
Loverboy. I feel like that came out when I was
Eddie
like
was
six,
a huge Mariah fan.
Were you?
Huge.
It was
no, you
Pearl
weren't.
Jam. It was Alice in Chains and Mariah.
And Mariah.
You
that was
a
trifecta.
You weren't a fan of Mariah. Don't bullshit me.
No. No. Not at all.
She knows her tribe. So you were listening to that, and when did you think, I can do this? This is what I want to do.
Oh, 5 years old.
You knew at 5 years old?
Yeah.
Man.
I
ahead of the game.
Yeah. Like, people would ask me what I want to do, and I'd say, I want to move to L.A. when I'm ready.
Where are you from? I don't even know if I
I was born in North Carolina originally. Oh. All my family lives there.
Where in North Carolina?
My dad was in Greensboro.
Okay.
I was, yeah. And then just small towns, Aberdeen, Southern Pines.
And North Carolina is next to Nikhil...
South Carolina.
Okay.
That would be a reference to our map test.
Not North Dakota.
Week three.
Right? Not North Dakota.
Not North Dakota. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Damn anyway. That's
yeah,
just a dick.
Seriously.
Wow. Was that a
dick move? That wasn't real. It was a sound effect. If it's coming from right. that side of the room, though, it's definitely right. real.
I don't pay for my fart noises.
That's enough, Eddie. Anyways, so you knew right away, this
yeah.
is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Did your parents want you to learn any classical music? Was that part of the foundation?
I mean, I was in choir until I was like 18 years old, and I learned choral and world music and sang in so many different languages, and then was basically doing opera training.
That's awesome.
And yeah, and I started taking private lessons in high school for opera and jazz. Because I started
it's like conflicting worlds.
I started singing.
That's like working for the rebel forces and the dark side.
Oh, you mean the Empire? The Empire,
no, I straddle both ends of it, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. When I started in sixth grade, I was playing flute, too. And I was actually better at flute.
You're like, that was after my drum course.
Crazy thing, actually, when I sing, I still, like, feel my fingers where they would hit the notes on the flute.
What?
That's how I'll work out chords and stuff like that, actually. Yeah, I can still feel it. I haven't played in a while, but I was in the marching band.
Dude.
And that's actually how I got into singing for the jazz band in middle school and high school.
Wow.
Because I went to my choir, or to my band director, and I was playing the flute, and I mentioned that I sang. And he was like, oh, well, I'm looking for a singer for my jazz band.
You're like, I've been listening to a lot of marching band music, and I really think
I pretty wicked on that.
So I started singing for the jazz band, and then that took me really far, actually. In high school, I got to sing in New York at Lincoln Center.
That's amazing, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, how old were you then?
17 or 18, I think. That
what did you sing there?
I sang Prelude to a Kiss.
And he loves that movie.
Is it a movie?
It is, but I was just kidding. Sorry.
No, yeah. Prelude to a Kiss and Mariah. Those are like your two favorite things.
Yeah. Right? I have a tattoo on each butt cheek.
Yeah, so I got to sing, and then I sang Every Day I Have the Blues. That was the jazz.
Oh, that's a great tune.
Have you heard that song?
I know Every Day I Have the Blues.
Wow, I'm impressed.
It's old school.
When did you get out of opera? Because you guys both sang opera, right?
I did. I don't even know if you know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I studied
in
school.
I remember that.
Yeah, I went to USC and studied opera.
Wow.
And that was my
background. There a point where you guys were like, this is so boring. Why am I doing this?
Oh, my gosh. No. Crazy story.
It's pretty intense.
I went to a year of college at Cornish College of the Arts in Seattle as an opera major.
You said Cornish.
No,
that's all.
No, you gotta bring out the hens. I guess was our mascot. But the first day I was doing like audition placements or something, I sat down in the practice room to warm up and I sang through my song and I went, I don't want to do this. Like my first day of school. Oh. Like what? Opera? I don't want to do opera. And I love opera. I still enjoy it.
I love opera. I think it's a beautiful art form. But my experience was like, I went to opera in college. That's all I wanted to do when I was in high school. I was like, what I know. This is what I'm going to do.
Wow.
Got into the program at USC. Went to like a voice lesson. Had the most amazing voice lesson. Walked home and saw an 8-piece band in my living room because I lived with all jazz musicians. And I'm like,
wow,
this is so much cooler than that. You know?
Yeah. I love pop. I love pop. I love R&B. And I love jazz. And I gigged doing jazz. Did jazz gigs forever in high school. But I just, pop is where my...
So you guys are responsible for partly killing opera?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's your guys' attitude that's going to kill the art form.
No.
Well, let's get to one of your songs. What are you going to play us first?
All right. I'll play Dreamworld first, I suppose.
All right. This is Catherine Eva, Dreamworld. In a dream world.
Please. Do the sound effects.
Play real when I can play control.
world. Tell me that I'm crazy, but I got to feel. Maybe one day I'll wake up and sadly say that it was all a waste of time. 'Cause the boy ain't nothing like the man in my mind. And maybe one
Dad, yeah. She's practicing all right. Dude, that was killer. Oh, that was so awesome.
Thank you.
I mean, dude, I was watching a little bit of Great Gatsby right before I came.
Uh-huh. Which one?
The Baz Luhrmann one, which is like super colorful and nice.
It's the Leo cool. one?
Yeah, yeah.
It's in 3D for some reason.
The Leo. Anyways, your song was like, it just took me back to that whole like carnival kind of vibe. It was so awesome. Thank what a great
you.
Tune.
Thank you
Very
so
jazz
much.
Influence.
Yeah, you can hear that, can't you?
So like cabaret-ish, really awesome. Did you have a musical theater background at all?
I've done some musical theater like in music in middle school.
Is there anything with music you haven't done?
She's like, well, when I was six, I sang 12 operas, and then I started, that was when I started playing the xylophone.
You know, in high school, I would have loved to do musical theater, but it was a performing arts-based high school, and you basically had to, like, pick one thing and really commit to it.
Yeah. So what, you picked, that was marching
band?
I
picked
jazz
vocal
choir?
Jazz.
Okay.
Yeah, and then singing jazz.
It's also way cooler in high school.
That's true. Well, it depends what high school, I guess, really.
Isn't jazz cooler than musical theater?
I mean, I think it is.
In high school. In the high school mentality of kids.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I'm not talking about in general. I'm just saying, like, teenager mentality. Jazz seems cooler than musical theater.
Well, what I love about your song, too, is it, like, takes you to a visual. Mm. Like, I like when songs create, like, a little movie, like a short film.
Wow. Yeah.
And it totally did that. Like, I was seeing, like, you know, like, it was just awesome. It was just, like, tell me what influenced that song.
You know, I actually remember the day I wrote that. I was in a class at the songwriting school.
Paying attention. Apparently. Daydreaming.
Just thinking about a guy.
Thinking about other things. Mom and dad.
And listening. I remember we were supposed to have a song written for that day.
So you didn't do your homework and you're not paying attention.
I remember okay. I woke up an hour early to write it because I was like, all right, shit, I need to write this. And I wrote it. That's nothing influenced that. What is that? Is that
that's
a
just
wolf?
A lone wolf because you were a lone wolf in that moment.
Oh, that's such a stretch. That's yeah. such a stretch for a sound effect.
It's a little bit of a stretch.
That's a bit out there.
Don't get me angry.
I was howling. Oh my god,
so bad.
So nothing influenced. I woke up and I was like, I have to write a song.
And that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. You should do that with all your songs.
That's pretty much what I do.
Just jump, prepare, freak out, and then write a song really fast.
I'm often under pressure. I write them well.
No, you know, I can always tell when Eddie's paying attention because, like, he starts a little nod. He was like,
yeah,
he's into it.
That's
know?
Good.
Good.
It's awesome.
I saw you on your phone a little bit, so
I read something, sure. But I listen to the music.
Yeah, he does that all the time.
I do that every time.
Even when his kid's like, "Daddy, I just want you to love me," he's like on his phone.
Well, no, because I get uncomfortable just like watching someone perform. Like I just have to like.
You know, it's a strange thing if you really think about it. Just somebody in a room singing.
For, it's just like it's this just is not. Very, this is kind of.
It's a very weird thing.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it's normal to me because I'm like, maybe that's just because of what I do. But, you know, I think it's more like if you were like, I'm just going to do an interpretive dance. That to me would be a little bit awkward. Yeah. Like, that's a little bit strange.
Yeah. You know what gets awkward is when I do private parties. Sometimes, like the last one I did, there was like 8 to 10 people. It was very, very.
And you're like, what do I
and
do
I'm just here? Standing in the living room, like singing for them. And like, I'm comfortable, but. What is that?
It's a clock. You're just like, when does this tea go over?
So bad.
The wolf, you're closer with the wolf.
I was closer with the wolf.
Yeah.
That's Eddie just, you know.
What is that? A yawn?
At your phone. Yeah.
I'm not looking at my phone because I'm bored.
Just making
I'm just
sure.
I'm distracting my eyes. I was still listening.
You're distracting your eyes.
You need
I
to like that. Multitask with your senses.
All right. So have you recorded a record? I know you've got some recorded tracks.
I've recorded since I moved to LA about 2.5 years ago. I've recorded about 60 songs.
Wow.
But in my car with my crappy $45 Snowball mic.
That's USB great connect. Though. That's kind of cool to like demo your songs like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it started because my last apartment I wasn't allowed to sing at all.
Really?
And, yeah, dude,
you should make an album called Live from the Back Seat.
Oh, sorry. That's a good title actually.
And then that could be an album with like 10 songs on it.
It sounds a little bit sexual, I'm
but,
not sure.
Yeah, but that'll sell. Maybe. That's what people want.
Right, sex sells, yeah.
Live from the Back Seat.
What was that?
It's like you're pushing the limits.
Why is that pushing the limits? That's a clever name for an album where she recorded it in her car.
Listen, Cosby.
Joke starts. Live from the driver's side. What's the difference?
Well, it's got a little bit more of a rated G quality, would you say that?
Oh my God.
I don't like
Live
from
the
Black
Seat.
Live from the Back Seat.
Live from the Back Seat. Anyway.
It's perfect.
So,
anyway,
you've been recording demos. Why couldn't you sing in your apartment real quick?
You know, we had these crazy neighbors that were, like, already in a feud with the woman I was leasing from. And so I would sing. I remember one time I sang a new chorus that I was really excited about to my friend on the phone. And it was, like, 10 seconds. And I got a noise complaint filed on me.
What?
Yeah, it was insane. So I got used to go into my car to record stuff. And then often I'll be writing in, like, the middle of the night.
Of course.
And I'm like, I have to record this, but it's, like, 2 a.m., so I'm going to go out to my car. And it actually has proven to be a nice kind of
It's got isolation.
It's got isolation.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
So most of my songs have been recorded in my car.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Well, let's hear one of the songs that you recorded in your car.
All right.
What's the name of the song you're going to play?
This is called Chanel Baby. This is what I would assume is my single. I haven't really picked one yet.
Is this track one?
Yes, I believe it is.
Chanel Baby.
Chanel Baby.
Or track
this
one.
This is it. You heard it here first.
Waking up in the morning sun, I got his old man glasses on, and he don't know it. Cause he can't see shit without him.
Uh-oh.
Roll around in the sheets a while. Yeah, my man really got that style. And yeah, he knows it. Cause it's Louis Vuitton or nothing.
Uh-oh.
He says he's got a gift for me. Knowing him, there's no telling what it could be. Chanel number 5, he got me wearing that Marilyn type, and that ain't even half of it. Ooh, y'all don't know the half of it. Ooh, uh-oh. I rock it all night, he like it when I put it on down to my thigh. I ain't saying more than that. Ooh, y'all don't need to know all that. Ooh, uh-oh. Call me Chanel, baby, I'm a Chanel. Girl, but damn, I know it. And he makes me wanna tell and show it. Rabbits from the south of France, only bread for Chanel to dance all over my pillow. And now I can't sleep without it.
Uh-oh.
He says he's got a I rock it all night. He like it when I put it on down to my thigh. I ain't saying more than that. Ooh, y'all don't need to know all that. Ooh, he called me Chanel, baby. I'm a Chanel, baby. Got him Chanel crazy all day and all night. He called me Chanel, baby. I'm a Chanel, baby. Got him Chanel. Chanel number 5, he got me wearing that Maryland type, and that ain't even half of it. Ooh, y'all don't know the half of it. Ooh, uh-oh. I rock it all night. He like it when I put it on down on my thigh. I ain't saying more than that. Ooh, y'all don't need to know all that. Ooh, uh-oh. He called me Chanel, baby. I'm a Chanel, baby. Got him Chanel.
Yeah, dude, that was the shit. Seriously,
that was in
the rooster of approval.
That was in the back seat of your car. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I'm just like trying to picture you in the middle of the night doing this vocal.
Yeah,
and people walking by and just seeing you like rocking out in
your parked car. Oh, that's happened so many times. People walk by and I'm like, ooh, singing.
That's awesome. You totally need to turn that into an album.
But see, that's the new artist generation. I love that. That it's like create how you can, when you can, where you can.
Hey,
it's all accessible. It's, you know, all the time. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Honestly. That is incredible. That's one of the best things I've heard from somebody doing it yourself and doing it in, like, you know, your
bedroom. Yeah, we played a ton of artists that have had, like, professionally, like, recorded music, and, like, that sounds on par with everything we've heard.
It's awesome. It really is. Like, I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
Cool bass line, by the way, too. Melody, the words, the fade at the end. I mean, man.
Thank you. It's great.
See what happens when Nikhil doesn't produce something?
Oh. Hey!
Whoa!
You watch it!
Whoa.
You! I'm going to throw you out of the
now.
Room!
Oh,
you got me.
Guys. Yeah, now.
No, seriously, that is awesome.
Thank you.
What are your websites so everybody can find you?
I just got a new website that my best friend Samantha Burkett actually set up. It's KatherineEva.com. Two E's.
Spell it out.
KatherineE. EVA.com.
So three E's.
So three E's. But not all together. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's got to be exciting. I know that feeling when I got my website for the first time was like, oh my God, I am going viral right now.
Let me see my views. 4.
That's okay.
I don't know how you can check your views.
There's no counter on there. You can,
there is.
You should talk to her. Did she host the site for you?
It's
put
on,
up on,
yeah, it's on.
There should be a way to see analytics to see who views your pages.
Okay.
Oh, I've never seen that on my website.
Every website has analytics. You should be able to see
right
what type of traffic you're getting to your webpage.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would assume there's just millions.
They are waiting. Well,
it's,
you know,
really
what?
Blowing up.
Tens of fives.
What I love about doing this show, honestly, is like showcasing new talent. Mm-hmm. Showcasing talent that people may not be aware of, whether it's filmmakers or musicians or painters, whatever it is. And God, your music is just, people need to know about this stuff.
Thank you.
You know, I know most females are like weird about, you know, talking about age.
Now we're going to get sexist.
But no.
I don't care at all.
No, but you know what? I asked you what your age was. Your birthday is tomorrow.
My birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday,
Thank you.
But tell our listeners just how old you are, just so they can get a perspective as to how talented you are and how ridiculously awesome you are.
I'm 21, going on 22 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who's ashamed about that?
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
ask her again when she's 38, going on 39, if she's voluntarily with you.
As long as I continue to look like I'm 16.
I didn't want
to
be like, well, let's talk about your age right now. But I mean,
you can ask a young woman her age. Just when a woman looks older, you're like, yeah, I don't think I'd ask you your age. You'll kill me. You'll kill me. You'll murder me right now.
The cool thing is, like, you know, an artist that's as young as you are isn't doing music like this. Isn't doing music as sophisticated as what you're doing and isn't trained the way you are at such a young age. You know what I mean? Right. So pretty remarkable. I'm floored, honestly. It's just pretty awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. Yeah, and I hope to hear more music from you. And you need to get in the studio yesterday and make a record and just like...
She has a record made.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you need to like, you know, get it out there.
That's the goal of the year. I want to get an EP out and an album out. I mean, I have enough songs for like 3 albums, but you know, I want to like really make it mine. And
you can do it. You should be doing it.
Yeah.
Well, let's have you play another song. Okay. Play us now.
All right. This is called "Make Your Body Sing."
Oh,
and live in the back seat is too racy.
Oh yeah, this is gonna just knock that out.
My God,
knock that out.
Twice that I've got a
Just Live from the Back Seat. That should be the single for Live from the Back Seat.
Dude, your songs are, I mean, there's just great influences. It sounds like Queen with a female singing. I mean, it's just,
I've never heard that.
Very awesome. Very awesome. Sweet. Great songwriting.
Thank you.
Great chords, great vocals, great lyrics.
It's just so, not just this song, but like the sound is very mature for someone who's 21, 22 years old. It's a very mature sound.
Well seasoned, not 21, that's for sure. Thank you. It's great. Where can people find you live?
I do about 3 open mics a week.
Where?
I do Left Coast Wine Bar on Sunday evenings. I do Pig and Whistle on Tuesday evenings. And I do Soapbox open mic in Encino on Thursday nights.
And these are all in Southern California, just for our
Pig and Whistle's right on Hollywood Boulevard.
All in Pittsburgh. Right. No.
I fly out. I'm broke now. I fly to Pittsburgh every week.
But they're worth it.
For an open mic.
Open mics are so worth it.
No, but you know what? It's great to hear talent like that at an open mic. I mean, honestly, people need to hear you.
Thank you.
Hope that we have you back on the show.
Thank you. I'm also doing 2 gigs.
Tell us.
Yes, I have a gig lined up on January 24th at the Pig and Whistle with my best friend Evan Blum. And then on February 28th, I'll be at Molly Malone's with a live band for the first time doing my original music. I'm so excited.
What are those dates again?
January 24th at the Pig and Whistle and February 28th at Molly Malone's.
Showtime? Or is there showtime?
Both those
will they be? Will those dates be on your website?
They will be. They will be up in a couple days.
What's your website again?
KatherineEva.com.
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 Got it.
Catherine, it was such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Did you have fun? We were her first, just so you know. Her first show.
There we go. Live from the back seat.
Well, it was our pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Please come back again, and you have an open invitation to come back and
tell
us
so
more
much
about what you're doing, and we look forward to seeing your star shine bright.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
guys. Thank you. All right, everybody. Good night.
Good to see you, Eddie.
You too,
I'll
Nikhil.
See you next week.
We'll see each other as soon as the show's over. Ever walking out the door down to the car.
That's true. That's
it's like
true.
We're not just closing their eyes and that'll be it. All right, I'll see you in a couple seconds.
I'll see you in a couple seconds.